Hello, Guardians, and welcome to episode 252 of the Destiny Massive Breakdowns podcast. I'm your host, Kit Kutcha, coming to you with another fantastic episode on a beautiful, beautiful weekend day. And this is the first episode that I'm doing solo. So we're going to see how it goes. We're going to feel it out. I'm looking forward to bringing on some guests over the coming weeks. But for now, it's just me and you and Destiny. So very excited to see how this goes. Looking forward to your feedback, what you like, what you don't like, what I can do better, what guests you would like to see on the show. All of this, you can let me know at DestinyMBP on Twitter. And we're going to try a couple of new things this episode. So bear with me and let me know how you think these experiments go. First off, we're going to dive right into the housekeeping because we have a whole lot of things to cover. Let's just get into it. Okay, so first up, Patrons Corner. We have a new option for our patrons and supporters. And if you're interested in joining, if you're a current patron, this is available to you. We've now made available an annual pledge option so you can pledge the entire year up front. This does give you a discount, a 1 month off. It's a little bit of savings. If you're interested in supporting the podcast, it helps us out because it gives us all the pledge money up front, which then allows us to commit to things like sweet merch, like going to conventions. Let's just plan the year out a little bit better. If we know that we've got your support for the full year. So it's an option, obviously not mandatory. If you prefer the monthly pledges, those are fantastic. And we thank everyone who continues to support Destiny Massive Breakdowns. Just on behalf of the entire team here, it's a growing family, and I'm very excited about that. On that note, we are going to be expanding the Massive Breakdowns family just a little bit further here. I'm going to be bringing on a new sound editor in the very near future. I've got a bunch of great applications. I'm going to be making a decision not too long after this episode goes live, so the application window for that has closed. Just fair warning, if you're hearing this and you wanted to apply and you didn't, I apologize. At this time, not going to take any more. That could change in the future. We'll see how it goes. So, all that said, let's say some thank yous. Because the support that I've received as I move toward helming the Massive Breakdown podcast network, more or less on my own, with some really fantastic support from the folks who are part of that community. And, but I'm certainly at the peak of that pyramid. All the weight is kind of on my shoulders to a little bit. So it's a new experience. I just want to thank everyone who has continued to support me through that process of transitioning to this new future. So thank you to all of our ongoing patrons and sponsors. Thank you specifically this week to new patrons, Blackout31. Thank you for your pledge. Raven, thank you for your support. Grouniad, appreciate you joining the patrons crew, and I'm glad we got that role situation sorted out for you. Thank you, as always, to our sponsors specifically, and I'm just going to play something for you here because we do have a new feature. It's called SpeakPipe. I'm testing this out. I wanted to shake things up, as we make the transition here and try something completely different. So, just a message here, a hello from one of our sponsors. I'm going to play it now.
Hey, this is Deacon. I am a warlock main who lives near Seattle, and I have been listening to Massive Breakdowns for a couple of years. Nothing else to add. Support your community, everybody. This is the way.
All right. Thank you, Deacon, for those kind words. Thank you for your support, for being a listener, for being a sponsor. I appreciate you. Thank you to the rest of our sponsors, This Moment 23, A Solitary Bird, Starscream S13, Blackhammer Tech, Binary Wolf, The Shazzle, ZenSoCal, Askian Monk, and Conquer King 420. If you would like to participate in the SpeakPipe experiment, I have made a post on Patreon. I did this kind of under the radar, didn't tell anyone about it. I just put it out there, and there is a link that you can click on to leave a message. So right now, this is patrons only, and I did limit it to a smaller group of patrons, so I'm kind of toward the upper half of the pledge tiers right now. I do plan to cycle through each of the pledge tiers and give everyone a chance to participate. If you'd like to to hear your voice on Destiny Massive Breakdowns. This is going to be an opportunity to do that. So we're going to try this just with some hellos, some shout outs from people. We're going to look in the future at maybe experimenting with hearing your questions played in your voice on the podcast. We're just going to see how it goes. We're going to see how much work it is, how much fun we can have with it. If you have any ideas for how we can use this to enhance the podcast, I'd love to hear them. Again, at DestinyMVP on Twitter, or find me in Discord. And yeah. All right. Well, that's the Patrons Corner. In other news, this episode's coming to you on a Saturday. That's going to be the new release schedule for Destiny Massive Breakdowns. Right now, we're looking at this coming out Saturday mornings going forward. The reason that we're making this change is I know that this is something that's going to throw people off a little bit. It's going to throw off your podcast schedule, and I apologize for that, but here's why. In the past, we've been recording Thursday nights because we want to record after the TWAB so that Bungie doesn't completely tank everything we say with a surprise sandbox update. I want to continue doing that, recording post-TWAB each week for the same reason. However, in the past, when Mercules was editing the show, he would edit it that night for a Friday morning release. So he was spending quite a few hours Thursday nights working on the show. I'm not going to do that, in part because I am not a sound editor. I do not have any interest in becoming a sound editor. I'm going to be bringing somebody else on, and I'm not going to ask them to work overnight on Thursdays. I'm going to give them all day Friday to get that editing done so that we can, you know, we can be respectful of people's time. And that means that we are going to be coming out on Saturday mornings. If weekend podcasts aren't your thing, it's still going to be there for you Monday morning for your Monday work commute, for your Monday work day. Kind of look for it on that new Saturday morning release schedule. Okay, let's see. Other news. We have no new reviews. Actually, the last time we got a review was March 3rd. So I do want to remind everyone, if you've not left a review, if you're tuning in every single week, but you haven't yet reviewed us, I ask you to please do so. Reviews on Apple Podcasts do us the most good in terms of getting the word out, getting the podcast to show up in searches, helping people to find us. So if we're doing something that is of value to you, then I ask you to please leave a review for Destiny Massive Breakdowns on your Apple Podcasts. You will have to create an account, which is kind of a hassle if you don't already have one. I feel your pain. I had to do the same thing in order to get onto Apple Podcasts because I don't have any Apple devices. But once you get over that hurdle, it's very easy and it helps us out a ton. And we'll read them on the air. I'm going to continue that tradition. So looking for some new reviews. If you do leave us a review elsewhere, it does help us still on those other platforms. Apple Podcasts happens to be far and away the largest platform, but it will help us out. However, I will not be able to see it because I can't monitor all of those platforms. So do please shoot me a DM on Twitter or in Discord with either a link to your review. A screenshot is actually super helpful because then it's just right there and I can just read it straight out. Yeah, that's it. That is the housekeeping. As is tradition, I'm aiming for under 10 minutes and I think I have got it done. So very good. Let's move on to the meat of today's episode. We are going to be talking about adagio. And I don't mean adagio as in a slow musical movement. I mean adagio as in the perk in Destiny 2 that recently had a little bit of a rework. And it turns out it was kind of not good for a while. It's actually pretty good now. It takes a little bit of getting used to. But let's talk about what adagio is, what it does, why people don't like it, and why I'm going to suggest that everyone at least give it a chance. So adagio is a perk that can appear on a number of different weapon types. It reads, after defeating a target, this weapon fires, charges, or draws more slowly and deals increased damage for a brief time. So it lasts for 7 seconds, and the effects actually vary by weapon type. So it's got a number of different effects. We're going to focus in this episode on the primary weapons. I'm going to give a brief discussion of special weapons toward the end of the show. But right now I want to primarily focus on the primaries because that's where we've got the best data right now. And It's a little bit funkier, especially on fusion rifles. I'm still waiting for the Discord fusion rifle testers to give me their blessing and approval that the numbers are right on how Adagio works on fusion rifles. So we may revisit it on special weapons in a future episode. So let's go down the list here. So you'll find Adagio on some hand cannons. On hand cannons, it gives a plus 30% damage buff, and it reduces rate of fire by 15%. On auto rifles, it's, again, a plus 30% damage buff, and reduces rate of fire by 20%. Combat bows, it's a plus 20% damage buff, reduces rate of fire by 20%. On sidearms, it is a plus 30% damage buff, and recent testing suggests that it reduces rate of fire by approximately 20%. On shotguns, it's a plus 30% damage buff, minus 20% rate of fire. On fusion rifles, right now, it appears to be a plus 27% damage buff. I feel like it's probably really around plus 30%, but we'll see. Fusion rifles are funky. They're weird. We're not going to get into it too much in this episode. Minus 15% rate of fire. Grenade launchers, plus 30% damage buff, minus 20% rate of fire. Linear fusions, plus 30% damage buff, minus 15% rate of fire. I'm also not going to talk really about heavy weapons in this episode. First, because they don't typically play a defining role right now in the Crucible, which is what we're going to focus on. So I'm going to leave that probably as something that the PvE Podcast versus Enemies show can talk about. By the way, this is what happens when you are when you're doing the intro solo. I did forget to give those guys a shout out. We just had a fantastic episode come out for them. We've got another episode coming out just a few days after this one releases. And I'm very much looking forward to hearing their takes on everything that's been going on in Witch Queen since launch. So look for that. Drop them a review. Drop them a shout out. They're killing it. Absolutely killing it over there. So, all right, back on task. Adagio. So that's pretty much what it does, right? You get a kill. Your weapon fires more slowly, but you get a big damage buff. And the reason that I think this perk is worth looking at is that typically it does not reduce the rate of fire all the way to the next archetype. Now, the other reason that I think it's worth considering is the recent buff that it got. So when Witch Queen launched, Adagio got a buff. The duration I mentioned is 7 seconds. It used to be 5. So we've got 2 extra seconds to take advantage of this. Damage bonus increased on almost all weapon types, except for bows and fusion rifles, which have a lower damage buff, which is probably a good thing. It also gets a plus 10 range buff to the gun when active. This is key. This really helps it do a lot. You know, for example, on submachine guns, especially a high zoom submachine gun, you could be getting as much as 2 extra meters of effective distance out of the weapon. That's pretty meaningful. You know, it's definitely not nothing. So what does the perk actually do for us? And does it actually make guns better? Well, let's take a look at the numbers. All right. So some shout outs are due here to the following guardians. First off, big shout out to Iceman for doing all of the initial calculations to help me get this into the spreadsheet. Without that foundational work, this would have taken a lot longer to get done. So thank you so much. Thank you also to Ivan from Discord for grabbing an aggressive burst sidearm clip so that I could work out the specifics of how it was working on the aggressive burst sidearms. And I guess while I'm doing shout outs, shout out to Vikramon from Discord for asking me to add a versioning system to the spreadsheet, and to Rock DCS and Mayx, whose tag I have probably mispronounced horribly, for the versioning feature set up from their Destiny damage calculator spreadsheet. So what's going to happen now if you make a copy of the Massive Breakdowns Destiny 2 weapon stats spreadsheet is on the info page. If your copy becomes out of date, when you reload it, a notification will pop up in bright red telling you that your version is out of date, that I've made some kind of change, and that you should return to the original sheet, make a new copy. All right, back on track. Let's talk about what this is doing. We're going to start with sidearms. We're going to start with sidearms first off because I love sidearms. And second off because it does some pretty interesting things. So right now, the only sidearm that can get Adagio is Empirical Evidence, the new craftable sidearm. So you can get it from the Relic, you can get it in the Throne World. And it's the two-shot burst aggressive sidearm. I love these guns. I think they're fantastically easy to use. Sadly, they don't quite have enough range for a lot of people's tastes. They definitely get outranged pretty badly by submachine guns and a lot of other weapons. They're competing very closely in the shotgun space. Fusion rifles, let's just say Zur has made it hard out there for a sidearm user. That said, I still love these guns. I think they feel great. I think they're fun to use. I know that there are a few of you out there who are with me on this. So let's talk about what it does. So the aggressive burst sidearm, first off, just by itself, it's doing about 45 crit. It's technically 44.9. It's doing 32 on the body. The optimal kill is 5 shots. So 3 bursts, but you only need 1 shot from that third burst. You're killing in 0.73 seconds. 3 crits, 2 bodies. So very low accuracy requirement, very achievable. What happens when you get a kill and you activate Adagio? Well, suddenly the damage jumps massively. Body damage goes to 41.6, about 42. Crit damage goes to a little over 58. Suddenly now you can kill in 2 crits, 2 bodies. Your rate of fire is slower, but you need 1 less burst. And it's the delay between bursts that is increased by Adagio. The delay between individual shots and a burst does not change with Adagio, only the delay between bursts, which means your new optimal time to kill is 0.53 seconds. So, yeah, I think Adagio is a good perk on this gun because it still fires very quickly. You're only adding a few frames in between bursts. It's not going to significantly change the feel. It could throw your timing off a little bit, but I think it's something that you're going to be able to figure out pretty easily, and it makes Adagio on Empirical Evidence very attractive. Now, right now, we don't have any other sidearms that can get Adagio. I'm hoping that's going to change in the future. I've gone ahead and just kind of preemptively put the damage buff into the spreadsheet for those other types, looking ahead to the day when we do have Adagio weapons of all types. And in basically every case, it's going to reduce the time to kill and reduce the shots needed to kill. The only two where it would not do this are the Suros rapid fire sidearms and the adaptive burst sidearms. Those are the 3-shot bursts. But for both of those, it will still reduce the shots needed to kill by 1 each, and it will reduce the accuracy required significantly, especially on the Suros. If we ever get a Suros rapid fire with Adagio, whoo boy. It's going to make it very, very easy to get kills. And with 7 seconds to get a new chaining kill, yeah. Yeah, watch out. Watch out for that if that ever shows up in the sandbox. It's going to be an absolute monster. Okay, that's sidearms. So let's talk about sidearms' closest competitor, arguably worst enemy. Let's talk about submachine guns. Right now, Adagio is not something that we see dropping on submachine guns, but when we do, again, it's going to be something that you're going to want. So just for an example here, just for what if, precision submachine gun, Adagio would reduce the time to kill by just a tiny bit, just 0.05 seconds, a couple of frames. But it does also reduce the shots needed to kill by 1, takes it from 7 crit 2 body. I'm sorry, the shots needed to kill by 2, from 7 crit 2 body to 6 crit 1 body. So it's going to make it noticeably easier on aggressive submachine guns. Very similar, reduces the time to kill just by a touch, just 0.04 seconds, give or take. And it's also going to reduce the shots needed to kill by 2 crits. It actually just 2 less crits, and you still get the kill in the same amount of time. So you're going from 9 to 7. So in general, on submachine guns, it's going to be pretty helpful. It's not going to be as good on submachine guns as it is on sidearms, but if we can get some Adagio SMGs out there, I think it's still going to be worth considering, especially because these are full auto weapons. You can just hold the trigger down, so the rate of fire change is not something that's going to meaningfully alter your experience as a player, but it will give you plus 10 range, which is going to make it that much easier to reach out and hit somebody at a distance that they are not expecting a submachine gun to work in. On those higher range, I'm sorry, the higher zoom submachine guns, it's going to be very powerful. So again, keep your eyes peeled. All right, let's move on to some of the less close-up primary weapons. Let's talk about auto rifles. And specifically, Krait is dropping with Adagio. This is a new world drop. It's a rapid-fire auto rifle. And Adagio, I think, does probably pay for itself here. So it's not a huge buff on Krait. It'll reduce the time to kill by a couple of frames, and it will take the shots needed to kill from 9 crit one body to 7 crit one body. So it is technically reducing the accuracy required. Slowing down the rate of fire on this weapon means that it's going to be easier for you to reset your aim. It's going to give the bloom more time to reset between each shot. You're going to get that, again, that plus 10 range. Range is the weakness of the rapid fire auto rifle. So I think Adagio is probably worth it here, just for making Krait that much easier to use, giving it just that much little bit of extra range to help give it an edge over the submachine guns. Because that's been, I think, a big struggle for the rapid-fire auto rifles, is that they just lose to Shiuras. They lose to Multimach, right? They're in the same range area, and they just cannot compete. So this is going to give Krait that little bit of extra range that it needs to perhaps be a little bit more competitive. All right, now on the other auto rifle archetypes, is Adagio going to be worth it when we get examples of guns that can drop with Adagio? I'm going to say yes, except for the precision auto rifles. So here's why. So for the adaptive auto rifles, what it'll do is it'll knock, again, a few frames off of your time to kill, making it kill just about 2 frames faster. And it's, again, going to reduce the total accuracy required. It takes you from 8 crits one body to 6 crits one body, making it that much easier. Again, with the slower rate of fire, making the shots easier to control with the extra range, giving you extra range. High impact auto rifles. Boy, this is going to be a very slow rate of fire. A high impact with Adagio. Yeah, very, very slow, but worth it. So right now, the high impact auto rifles kill with 5 crits and 1 body. They're doing this in 0.83 seconds, which is a pretty respectable time to kill for a longer range gun. It's not going to affect the time to kill, but it will take the shots required to hit that optimal, which is very difficult right now because high impact autos tend to be pretty jumpy. It's going to take it from 5 crits 1 body to 3 crits 2 bodies. Super achievable. Super, super achievable. Much easier to do. And yeah, so I think it's going to be very worth it on those guns. Now on the precision auto rifles, like I mentioned, I would not be as excited. It's kind of a mixed bag there. So it's going to actually increase the optimal time to kill by a full frame. So it's going to slow you down a little bit. And I think that's probably not a good thing. That said, you be the judge. It does make them much, much easier to hit the optimal time to kill with. Not only do you have that slower rate of fire, that touch of extra range, it goes from requiring 7 crits to get the optimal time to kill, which is doable with a precision auto rifle, but not always easy. With Adagio active, it would require 4 crits and 2 bodies. That is very achievable. And for just a small price. So again, it's a mixed bag. Is it worth it? I don't know. Those guns are not meta anyway. So yeah, I'll leave that up to you to decide. All right, let's talk about some scout rifles. Adagio does some pretty good things on scout rifles. I like it here. I know not everyone feels that way, but at least let's talk about it. So the rapid fire scouts, again, for a full auto weapon, I think Adagio is a choice worth considering because it does not throw off the rate at which you pull the trigger, right? You're just going to hold the trigger down. So it should not significantly impact your experience of playing the weapon. Now we've got Aisha's Embrace from Trials, and it's going to reduce the time to kill for Aisha's by about 2 frames. So it's going to take the time to kill from 0.93 seconds optimal to 0.88 seconds optimal. And it's going to change the shots required to kill from 3 crits and 2 bodies to 2 crits, 2 bodies, 50% crit ratio. If you can't hit 50% crits with a rapid fire scout, then I think you have to practice some more with it because that's a pretty low bar to clear. So it makes the gun even easier to use. These guns are already very easy to use, and making them just that much easier, kill a little bit faster at the ranges that they can be effective at, makes them pretty appealing. I think this is a great choice. I would rather have a perk like this that gives me a very easy time to chain than I would a perk like Kill Clip, where sure, you know, I just have to reload after a kill, but I only have a few seconds to use it. Adagio gives me 7. That's a lot of time to stack up a meaningful damage bonus. All right, so we don't have right now any other scouts that are dropping with Adagio, but if we do, is it worth it? Let's see. Lightweight scouts. What happens if we add Adagio to a lightweight scout? Well, right now they're killing optimally 0.9 seconds with 3 crits, 1 body. Achievable. Certainly achievable. We add Adagio. That time to kill drops to 0.75 seconds. Downright fast at very long range. It does require 3 crits, but that's one less shot. You already had to hit 3 crits to get the optimal. I think that's probably worth it. Let's look at precision scout rifles. Would Adagio be worth it here? Well, right now, precision scout rifles are terrible. Their optimal time to kill in the Crucible is 1 second flat with 3 crits and 1 body. So virtually anything is worth it on a precision scout rifle. What happens when we add Adagio? The optimal time to kill drops to 0.83 seconds. Absolutely competitive, especially at range. And that's because they don't have to get that body shot. Again, they go to 3 crits for the kill. Very achievable with a precision scout rifle, especially if you practice. And just to be able to get that faster time to kill and with 7 seconds to chain it, I think that's probably about the only way to make a precision scout rifle worth running right now. All right, what about high impact scouts? So high impact scouts are actually probably the most competitive scout rifle in the Crucible. Right now, aside from rapid fires, because of their high ease of use. High impact scouts, because they're fairly competitive time to kill at extreme range. So they kill optimally in 0.8 seconds with 3 crits. What happens if you throw Adagio? Boy, it does tank the rate of fire, very slow rate of fire. However, for once, it's a bad thing. Adagio is not good. On a high impact scout rifle, Adagio is downright bad. It takes the time to kill up to a second, a full second, because you still have to get 3 crits. You can't 2-tap with a high impact scout with Adagio. So you're going to have to get 2 crits, 1 body for the kill. It makes it a little easier to achieve, but at the cost of adding a fifth of a second, yeah, not worth it. Do not use Adagio on a high impact scout if it becomes available. Hard pass. Okay, let's talk about some hand cannons. The most popular weapon in all of the Crucible, the hand cannon, yes. Can hand cannons roll with Adagio? They can. We have, in fact, 3 hand cannons that can get Adagio. We've got 2 precisions and 1 adaptive hand cannon. So let's take a look at what happens when you apply Adagio to a hand cannon. We're going to start with the precisions. We've got a brand new one, Frontier's Cry from the Iron Banner. Vulpecula also could roll with Adagio. That's the Stasis Precision Hand Cannon. So here's what happens when we apply Adagio to the Precision Hand Cannon. Right now, their optimal time to kill is a second flat. That's 3 crits, 1 body against most resiliency tiers in the Crucible. Lower resiliencies, you might be able to get 2 crits, 2 bodies. The real reason that Precision Hand Cannons are useful is that they have very nearly perfect in-air accuracy. They actually essentially have Icarus Grip built in. So it's super, super good in-air accuracy, super good hip fire accuracy. So they're very, very easy to use, but they kill slowly. They kill very slowly. When you add Adagio to a precision hand cannon, you get that first kill. It's going to drop the optimal time to kill to 0.78 seconds. A massive, massive decrease in time to kill. And it's also going to make it much easier. Now you only need 2 crits and 1 body to get that kill. Just 3 shots. So yeah, do I like Adagio on these guns? I think I do. And a little extra range on a precision hand cannon is always a welcome thing. So I'm going to say a big, big thumbs up to Adagio on a hand cannon. Plus, again, the slower rate of fire, it's a mixed bag. On the one hand, it could throw you off, especially if you haven't spent a little bit of time practicing with it. It could really throw off your game, flipping between those 2 rates of fire. It could absolutely mess you up. And if that's what's happening, it may not be worth it for you. But if you can adapt, that slower rate of fire is going to give the bloom more time to reset. It's going to make each of those individual shots more accurate, make it that much easier to land a crit. Coupled with the great hip fire and in-air accuracy of these guns, that makes it pretty appealing to me personally. All right, so let's talk about the adaptive. Judgment from the Prophecy Dungeon can roll with Adagio. Is it worth it, though? So adaptive hand cannons kill in 0.87 seconds optimal with 3 crits. It's surprisingly easy to get 3 crits with an adaptive hand cannon. They have great stats for it for the most part. Certainly the popular ones have straight up phenomenal, ridiculous stats that make them very easy to use. Because they're hand cannons, you can peak shoot. You've got in-air accuracy. You got a lot of advantages going for you that make up for the only slightly slower time to kill. It's still not terrible. What happens when you get a kill, you activate Adagio? Well, your optimal time to kill goes up to 1.03 seconds. Ouch. That's an extra fifth of a second added on. Not great. Not great at all. It does make it very easy to hit. You only need 1 crit and 2 bodies. So it's going to be an extremely easy time to kill. But honestly, at that point, I would rather just have like an aggressive that is always going to be at the same rate of fire that I don't have to figure out. And that's going to kill a frame faster. I mean, yeah, I don't think it's worth it. I think it's probably a bad, bad move. Now, speaking of the aggressives, right now we don't have any aggressive hand cannons with Adagio. I don't know that we're going to get any. That's probably a good thing. Here's why. So the aggressive hand cannons kill in 1 second flat optimally with 2 crits, 1 body. And up until a range nerf, even though their optimal time to kill was so, so slow, they flinched so hard and it was just so very easy to hit those shots because they're incredibly accurate that they were meta, like despite a ridiculously slow time to kill. They deal just an absolute ridiculous amount of damage, making them great for cleanup kills, great for blinting. There's a lot of use cases for a gun that can shell out 80 damage on a crit and that it is actually quite easy to land crits with. So if we did get Adagio on a hand cannon, just a little bit of theory crafting here, what happens to it? You get a kill. Adagio activates. You get plus 10 range. Not sad about that. What happens to your time to kill? Well, assuming that they got the same damage bonus as any other hand cannon, your crit damage is now 104, which means you can 2-tap in 0.59 seconds. Yikes. So if we get Adagio on an aggressive and they don't change it specifically for the aggressive hand cannons, it's going to be pretty broken. It would be head and shoulders, the best damage perk. Like, who cares that they fire ridiculously slowly? You're peak shooting anyway. You're not firing at the optimal time to kill with an aggressive hand cannon. You land a shot, you hide, you land another shot. Boom, anyone is dead. Anyone not in a super is dead. So, absolutely ridiculous. All right, so that is hand cannons. All right, the only other primary that we have to talk about with Adagio is bows. So we do have the Wolftone draw from season 15. This is the Europa bow. It's a precision bow and it does drop with Adagio. We don't have any lightweights with Adagio yet, as far as I'm aware. And let's take a look. Is Adagio worth it on a bow? So with the precisions, you are dealing 151 on a crit, 101 on a body. So you're 2-tapping with a body. And with the crits, I mean, you're doing a lot of damage, right? It's a great weapon for blinting, a great weapon for cleanup kills. With Adagio, The crit damage jumps to 181, probably display as 182 because it's a little over that, 121 on the body. Not a meaningful change here. Now, it does make it a little easier to combo with other damage bonuses to allow you to one-shot. So if you're playing a gimmicky build, you're trying to stack all the different damage bonuses together to make a legendary bow one-shot instead of just using the Monarch like a normal person, maybe it's worth your time. Probably not. But maybe. What about lightweights? Does it do anything for a lightweight bow? Well, it does allow a lightweight bow, while active, to two-tap with body shots, which is something that it can't do otherwise. So, is it worth it on a lightweight bow? I mean, you'd have to assume that a lightweight bow is worth using first before you would even want to think about that question. I gotta say it's probably not worth it because lightweight bows only real advantage is a faster rate of fire. But when Adagio activates, its rate of fire is slower than a precision's. Like, that just does not make sense to me. I don't think that this is something that you really want on most bows. That said, in PvE, I think the story is going to be very different. I think Adagio on most weapons in PvE probably is worth it because it's so easy to activate. The rate of fire is not as important in a lot of scenarios outside of DPS, where of course it is important. And if you're just trying to clear adds, being able to use less bullets to do it is probably a good thing in most cases. So I think for me, from my amateur perspective, Adagio is a fantastic PvE perk for ad clear. So I look forward to being corrected on that front in some regard or other. I'm sure I've just said something that is making somebody cringe, but I'm going to stand by my guns. All right. So that's it. That's Adagio on primary weapons. I'd love to hear your feedback. Do you think I'm right? Is it worth using on most primaries? Or is it in fact terrible because it changes the rate of fire and throws off your ability to use the weapon? You'll have to let me know. Let's talk briefly about Adagio on special weapons. Now, I want to start with shotguns. So on a shotgun, what Adagio is doing is it's reducing the rate of fire as typical, reducing it pretty significantly, increasing damage pretty significantly as well. What does that mean for us? Well, with shotguns, typically we're aiming to get a kill on the first shot with any shotgun for the most part. Rapid fires being perhaps the exception to that rule, but I don't think there are a lot of people using rapid fires in the Crucible. Certainly, I think that's going to be a less and less appealing choice as they continue to reduce special ammo in the Crucible, something they've already done, something they have talked about doing more of in the future. As special ammo becomes less prevalent, the rapid fire two tap strategy gets worse and worse by the day. So, lightweights, extremely attractive. We've also got Wastelander M5 from Xur's Treasure Horde, which is a lightweight shotgun that can roll with Adagio. We don't have any rapid fires with Adagio right now, so not super important to think too hard about that. We've also got Fractathist, which is, again, a Season 15 weapon, the Stasis shotgun. You can get that from Europa. It is a precision shotgun, not a slug shotgun, but just a regular precision pellet shotgun. We also have Adagio on the Fortissimo 11 from the Vanguard, a new precision slug shotgun. So let's talk about it. Is it worth it on these shotguns? Well, for the lightweight, for the precision, I'm going to say yes, it is absolutely worth having Adagio because what it's going to do, yes, it will make it harder to fire a follow-up shot, but in most cases, that follow-up shot should just be a melee to finish the kill. If you're firing, you're meleeing, you can probably fire again with either of those guns. So if there's a second person there, if you've miscalculated or you're trying to 1v2, I think a shot, a melee, a shot, you're probably going to be able to pull that off. If you're going into a lot of 1v2 scenarios with shotguns, maybe Adagio is not worth it. Maybe you should rethink your strategy. That doesn't seem like the optimal choice to me. I think usually you want to catch somebody alone, get the easy kill, and keep doing that. But what do I know? So what happens here? What happens with Adagio is that it reduces the pellets needed to kill because it's increasing the damage. You're getting more damage per pellet. You're effectively going to need about 20% fewer pellets to land a one-shot kill, which means your consistency, getting the one-hit kills within your same standard range, goes up significantly. I mean, that is just a massive, massive ease of use increase for shotguns. You get one kill, you have 7 seconds to find somebody else to slide into, and they're going to be that much easier to kill. So yes, I think for the lightweights, for the precisions, Adagio is absolutely a great perk choice. What about the slug shotguns, the Fortissimo 11? Is it worth it there? Well, slug is going to get the one-shot kill with a precision hit, regardless of what you do. Absolutely does not matter. What about the body shot? Well, this is where it gets a little crazy. So with the body shot, that's a massive, massive damage buff. It's so massive, in fact, that you actually might be able to kill a number of guardians, lower resilience guardians, with a body shot from a slug shotgun. Yeah, that's a lot of damage. So shotguns get a 30% damage buff from Adagio. The precision slug normally deals 151 to the body. It's very effective. 30% extra damage puts that up to 196. Dang. So is it worth it on the slug shotgun? Hard yes. Absolutely. Fortissimo with Adagio, absolutely the best possible option. Okay, that's shotguns. Is 100% a great perk for them. Sniper rifles. Is it good on sniper rifles? Let's talk about it. So Adagio on a sniper rifle is giving them a 30% damage buff. Right now, the only sniper rifle that we have with Adagio is Thoughtless from Season of the Riven. It is craftable, so you can absolutely get Adagio on it if you want to. That's an adaptive sniper. So what happens to the adaptives, right? So they're dealing 386 to the head, 131 to the body normally. You get a kill, you activate Adagio. Does it make a difference in your game? Well, it takes your body damage to 170, so you're not going to be able to body shot anybody. Does make it a lot easier to clean up with a body shot, absolutely. But I don't think it meaningfully changes the game there. However, it does take your crit damage to 502, which means you can now one-tap supers to the head. So if you're a great sniper, you're running in sixes. There are a lot of supers running around in sixes. You get a kill. For 7 seconds, somebody pops up with a super, you can take them down. I think that is probably worth considering. Is it an optimal choice? I don't think it probably is. It's a bit of a gimmick, but you know, if you want to lean into that playstyle, I think it's an option. Where Adagio would be much more exciting, and where they probably should not give it to us, is aggressive sniper rifles. On an aggressive sniper rifle, that damage buff would allow you to one tap to the body with 205 damage. So you get one kill with an aggressive, and the next one's free. Absolutely ridiculous. Fortunately, we don't have any aggressive snipers with Adagio at the moment, and I think it's probably for the best that it stays that way unless they make an adjustment. Rapid-fire snipers. What happens to a rapid-fire sniper if you get one with Adagio? Well, really all that it does for them is it allows them to two-tap to the body instead of three. So not really a meaningfully change, not a perk that is worth having. In general, Adagio on snipers is pretty underwhelming right now. If an aggressive sniper comes out with Adagio, and I think that's a big if, unless they nerf it, then I think that would be, of course, much more exciting. All right, what about fusion rifles? Adagio on a fusion rifle, is it worth it? All right, we're not going to get into the numbers here because I think the jury is still out on the details. However, here's what happens to fusion rifles just in general if you apply Adagio to them. They are charging significantly more slowly. Not quite as slowly as the next tier of fusion rifle up in charge time, but close. And like that's, yeah, but we're talking, you know, four frames in most cases slower. So probably not great unless you're very good at pre-charging. And if you're very good at pre-charging and you're able to adapt to the suddenly longer charge time that you have, the suddenly meaningfully longer charge time, Adagio will reward you by, in most cases, requiring one less bolt to kill or allowing you to secure a kill at noticeably longer range. Feels like a mixed bag to me. I have to think that in general, changing the muscle memory required to play those fusion rifles well is a bad decision. So that's That's my take on Adagio on fusion rifles. If you can make the switch, if you can make that mental flip to deal with the longer charge time that pops up after your first kill, I think on a precision, on an adaptive, realistically just on a precision, it could be good. It does make the gun better if you can pre-charge successfully and if you can make that mental flip. That said, I would never take it on a rapid fire. Rapid fires are made for very aggressive play. You do not want to suddenly have a much slower time to kill with a rapid fire, even if it does save you a bolt in securing the kill. I just don't think it's worth it. And that's it, you know? All right. I hope that you have enjoyed this episode of Destiny Massive Breakdowns. I hope that it being just one person talking hasn't thrown off your game. I've certainly enjoyed making this episode. It's been a ton of fun learning about how Adagio works on all of these different guns, and it's been a ton of fun sharing it with you. As ever, I am your host, Kit Kutcha. You can find more Massive Breakdowns by following us on Twitter at DestinyMBP. You'll find links there to PvE, Podcast Versus Enemies, our PvE show hosted not by myself, but by some actual talented PvE players who know what they're talking about. You'll find links to our website, DestinyMassiveBreakdowns.com. You'll find links to Beneath Twin Suns, the Star Wars show that Mercules and I continue to host. It's exciting times right now as we're working on the sequel trilogy. So some spicy takes abound on Beneath Twin Suns. Be sure to check that out if you are a Star Wars fan. And without any further ado, I will say goodbye. Peace.